This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Agent Planet.
The Town and Country Planning Act has set a target of 300,000 new homes to be built each year. The Act has also established green belts around our cities and towns, where building of new houses will be controlled to ensure the countryside is not swallowed up.
Wow, must have been hard to plan where to build those new houses. Glad we don't need to worry about that anymore.
The latest projections suggest that we will need over 250,000 new homes each year for at least the next 10 years if the forecast growth in households is to be accommodated. The UK is currently building only half that number.
250,000 new homes every single year. Where will they be built? What will happen if we don't build enough? It's impossible.
All right, calm down. There's absolutely no need to panic.
Who are you?
Can't you tell?
Not really. I'm getting superhero from your outfit.
Well, obviously.
And as you appeared out of the kitchen cupboard, perhaps the superhero for, spatulas?
I am Agent Planet, town planning superhero. And that cupboard needs a good tidy up, by the way.
Town planning superhero? Is that even a thing?
Well, you weren't making any great strides before I got here. It's impossible.
I suppose you're right. It seems impossible to think about how we will build enough houses and where they'll all go.
It's certainly a difficult job, but not impossible. The trick is to have a plan. It's like, if you're going to stay at your gran's, you don't just run around flinging stuff in your bag, do you?
Well, sometimes.
No, you don't. You think about what you're going to need and pack accordingly. You plan it. And that's the same for new houses. They don't just spring up overnight. They need planning. Take your town. It hasn't always looked the same. Towns come into being because people have a reason to want to live there. But those reasons can change over time.
Mum says people love living here because the schools are really great and we've got a sports centre with a massive swimming pool.
Well, thousands of years ago, people might have chosen to live here because the land was great for hunting or farming. Or perhaps there was a clean water supply. Not because there was a massive swimming pool.
They might. People always like to have fun.
Not saying you're wrong, just that people had different priorities. Like having enough to eat and being safe.
There's nothing to farm or hunt around here. We go to the supermarket for our food.
Exactly. Things have changed. And things are continuing to change. That's why towns have to change too.
So it's about changing the towns we have, as much as just throwing up a bunch of new houses.
You're catching on, aren't you? That's right. Although some things don't change. Before this was a town, it was a small village. People came here to get water from the local stream. But as no one likes a long walk, they built their houses nearby. But what if it rains really hard? If they're too close to the stream, their houses might flood in bad weather. And if they got rid of their waste in the stream,
they'd get sick.
That's why we need to carefully plan towns, to make sure they are safe and meet the needs of people living today and in the future.
It still seems like a big job.
You just need to plan it. And who better to help than Agent Planet?
Where's she gone? Wow, it looks like the cupboard's had a makeover. It's super organised now. Thanks, Agent Planet.
Agent Planet, created with support from the Royal Town Planning Institute. Find out more at funkidslive.com/agent.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.